Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Right into it. DJ E-Monster coming live from London.
All around the world we are. Hit us up. 424-243-9649. Press 1. We live, y'all. London.
Come on, come on, get some commas in your pocket. Come on, come on, always been a bad bitch. Say my name, I will obliterate your whole clique. Give me all your money if you love me. I should win a Tony acting funny. I got my own crib, you wanna keep me company? Yeah, we can go there, just tell your girlfriend don't love on me. Look at that girl, big old booty. You don't know me, don't say nothing to me.
Voice down. It's 1 o'clock in the morning over here, man. It's 1 o'clock in the morning over here. Ty, can you hear me, Miss Unbelievable?
I can hear you, DJ E Monster.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Because, like I said, I'm trying to keep it down. ain't trying to let the squad wake up and bust and jump me. Talking about some keep that shit down. You know, we work hard all day. So, yes, I'm over here in London. I'm trying to keep my voice down because it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I know it's not that late there, but it's early in the morning here. We just turned in not too long ago. So, yeah, I'm here. I had to do the show live from London. We're going to go all week, y'all, all week. So, so, I mean, what's been going on back
DJ,
in the States? Huh?
Yeah. It's 2 o'clock in the morning in London. It's 2.
Oh, now that I look back, yes, it is 2. My bad. Oops. Really? God. Okay.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I'm tired.
Night
y'all.
Out tonight. Huh? Night out tonight. Y'all, we may be switching
what?
The time up a little bit, but he can leave, get some sleep. Like, for real. So, all y'all who's listening, we may have to switch it up to 7 o'clock. Therefore, he can go to bed by 2, I 2, by 2. So, keep it posted. We'll keep you posted. I 2,
yeah,
by 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
you know.
2 o'clock, bro, you're going to be sleepy.
Believe me, I struggle to stay awake for y'all now. I struggle to stay awake for y'all now. I'm just saying, keep it 110,000 from London. Get it.
Okay, so question. You know, you struggle to stay up. Is it dark there? Like, is it a spooky dark? Because you know how it get dark here, but we still got street lights
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. How is it though?
Right.
Is it spooky dark?
You mean like, is it like out in the country? Is that what you're talking about? Like backwoods,
yeah.
Country? No.
Mm-hmm.
It is London. It is London. It's very populated. So there's a lot of life. I'm not out in the country. I'm actually in the city. Right now I'm in East London. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice out here. Yeah. I mean, they got foxes and shit running around. It is. I mean, for real, like, when we got off the whip, there was a fox. Like, I'm like, do y'all not see this fox sitting over here? Like, I'm not talking about a cool-ass player with a nice suit on. There's, like, a red fox over there. I don't know how y'all do it in London, but in America, we don't fuck with the fox. It is.
Okay.
But yeah,
so
but,
you mentioned something.
Yeah, and,
you said there's a west side of London. So there's an east side, north side, south side. So what's the side you do not go on?
I think on the side I'm on. I don't know. I see some dangerous shit, dog. I see some shit like, oh, Lord, this looks like America down on Third Avenue. But there's a west London. I don't know if there's a north and south London. We've been working so much and doing things and moving around. I haven't really got that much time to really sightsee or really stop and sit down like that and figure things out because we've been moving so much with the events and the shows. And, you know, Shinna did such a good job with the performance. Like, everybody wants to connect with us. I haven't had time, but I'll have that ready for y'all tomorrow. Is there a West London, I'm going to let y'all know tomorrow. And I'm going to let y'all know, if they banging East Side versus West Side? We're going to find out tomorrow on Takeover Tuesday. I'll get that info for y'all. I'll get that for y'all.
Cool.
Yeah. But it's really nice over here. A lot of people are like, oh, they cheap brothers over there, a little different. They do, in kind of a good way. You know what I mean? Somebody even hit me on the thing talking about, is there black people there? Like, really? I'm talking about London. I didn't say Germany on Hitler's old street. I said I'm in London. Of course there's black people here. There's all kinds of people here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, there's all kinds of people here.
So Inquiry Mind wants to know. Okay, just minds. Okay, let's
mm-hmm.
be real. Miss Unbelievable wants to know.
Just do Inquiry. Okay.
I'm not talking for a friend. Our American food, like Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, Burger King, Popeyes. Okay, so are those places there, and does their meat taste like our meat?
So you want to know if there are places that's in America that's here, and how do they taste? That's what you're saying, right? Okay, well, I tell you this. They do have some things that we have. Like today, I actually made it to, and they have the same name. Now, they got some things over here that's the same, but it's named something different. I'm going to find out the name of it. It's like, I can't remember. I'm not going to say it, but it's like a Walmart. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it is. It is a Walmart. It's a straight up Walmart. If anybody's seen my Instagram feed, I told you it's just like Walmart because the carts are the same. They got the same raggedy carts. I'm trying to go forward. I'm moving to the side like I'm some kind of sliding pimp or something. It is like I'm smooth sailing across the grocery aisle. So, yeah, they got the little messed up wheels on the car, so I knew it was Walmart. But, yes, they did have a they did have a KFC there. What else did they have? I seen a Smash Burger. What else did I see? I didn't see, like, let's see. I didn't see too many. I'm pretty sure there probably is one, but I can't say I've seen a McDonald's. To be honest, now that I think about it, I can't say that I've seen a McDonald's. But also over here, they're a lot more conscious about what they eat and how they eat it. I know I made fun of them on my Instagram, but they're very conscious. Like, they don't really use that much salt or sugar as much as we do. So it tastes a little different. You know what I mean? Even when it comes to their meat, how they feed their animals is different. You can taste it in the meat. Like, I'm like, what? This tastes different. And then they explain to me, like, they don't use all the fertilizers to get the grass to grow like we do in America. You dig? So they're a lot more conscious over here. But let me go ahead and throw a breather in here right quick. And then when we come back, I'm going to let y'all know how that KFC tasted. Okay?
Was it finger licking or finger not? Finger licking or finger not? Hit us up, y'all, 424-243-9649. Press 1. If you got any questions for our DJ Imansa, live from London.
London. All right, check it out. We're going to say live from East London. East London,
East
we bang it. So
East
check it
London.
Out. This is the artist that I'm out here with. He goes by Senna. This is his song, Sexercise. Hey, he tore it up with this last night. They love it.
In the hotel, meet me by the lobby. Girl, I'll be playing with your body like a hobby. Hold up, I'm watching the every move.
Yes.
And now I got something to prove.
Yes.
My hand on your back, I'm pulling you back. I'm making your body go ooh. And I'm just getting started. Trying to kill a girl dearly departed. He awoke now, look what you started. Girl, I'm in love with your body wholehearted. Get down, she got me on my knees. Lord, help me please. Give me the strength to give her body exactly what it needs.
Okay.
And I'm aiming to please. My name is Senna. I'm past the center when I enter. No beginner, baby. I'm doing pull-ups, pull-ups. That's her against the wall, against the floor. She asked for more. I bet you never had it like this before. Go. Endurance training,
uh-huh.
I bet you won't regret it. Let me give you this protein. You can lean on it, baby, that's codeine. I said a couple of reps, she awed out the breath. I told her sit down, she catching the breath. I'm catching my breath, wiping the sweat.
Stop.
In the mission. Been training for this moment like I'm in the Olympics. Let me give you this pimp shit. I can stand up in it like a pulpit. Or I can lie up in it like a pulpit. 9 to 5, I can work it in my bone quick. Yeah, her body moving to the beat.
Yes.
We missionary cause I love to look her in the eyes. And I'm gripping the thighs. I'll spot you, baby.
Yes.
Now hit the showers and be back in about an hour,
girl,
baby.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all.
Yeah.
I can't wait for y'all to see the footage from this performance that went down the other night. It was a really nice club. It was lit up. We did it American style, so big. I'm not gonna stunt. We did it so big, and we got so much love. We gave so much love out. So, you know, it was a great time. So, people out there, please make sure you go hit up Sinna, Sinasre. And make sure you like his pages and hit him up on some of his links. You dig? But coming back to London and the food, they did have some good spots. I would have to say the KFC, honestly, it wasn't too bad. It was pretty close. It was pretty damn close. Like, they might have been missing a couple seasons. It might have been the salt. But it was good. It was good. Because I had some food before that. It was horrible. I'm not going to lie. It was horrible. That's why I went to KFC. I had to go to something I knew. Yeah, and that little place, it was like a Walmart or something. You know what? I don't know what I was thinking, trying to buy me a meal at Walmart. Some chicken. That didn't work. They had the little kiosk with the little chicken wings and chicken breast, chicken wings, chicken legs, and then some little french fries. Then I was starving. I was like, let me get this right quick. Ooh, got to the car. I must not be that hungry because this is nasty. Ooh, who did this? I tried to give it away. For real, like, we're going to KFC. Yeah, so.
Wow.
So, yeah, the food is a little different. Like, even the Doritos taste a little different. But like I said, they're very conscious on what they eat over here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They're very conscious on what they eat.
All right, so I love to eat, but you know my favorite pastime is the drinks. Don't judge me, just pray for me, for real. So does the alcohol taste the same? Don't judge me. I mean.
Right. Yeah. The alcohol thing, they got good bartenders here just like back home. I do have to say, like, it was weird, like, when I went to France, right? When you ask for, like, a rum and a Coke, they bring you rum and a Coke separate. They make you pour your own drink. They make you mixer your own drink. Like, I had tequila gimlet. If y'all don't know what tequila gimlet is, tequila and lime juice. I asked for tequila gimlet. And when they brought it to me, they brought me tequila and separate a lime juice. So I could pour how much tequila I want in it or how much lime juice I want in the tequila. Vice versa. But they're just like us back home. They mix all that shit together and make it heavy. But I was just drinking wine. You know, I was drinking wine. I was showing them a little bit of American class from the Midwest. You know what I mean? A little bit of class. Because even some people are like, okay, you drinking wine? Oh, you a classy brother. Yeah, you dig it. You understand me? Don't think just because I'm from America, I got some muddy boots on. You dig it. We all ain't cowboys. I come from
you know
that
wine
ride.
Gets you drunk faster, though, right?
Huh?
You know wine gets you drunk faster, right?
Wine do?
Yes.
Is that what it was? Because I was feeling it. I mean, for real, I was feeling it. I was feeling good, like really, really, really good. It is. So, looks like we got Jazzy over here. Is that you, Jazzy?
Yes, indeed it is.
There she
hey,
goes.
Folks.
What's good, dude?
Hey, unbelievable.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm a little stressed, but I'll be good, girl. I'll be good.
Y'all just gonna have y'all talking on me, even though I'm not in it. It's all right.
Hey, Imanta.
There we go. Yes, I'm in the building. I'm here too. Hey, how you doing? y'all talking on me.
Hey, you. How y'all doing?
Wang, wang, a bag, a bag, a bag.
Okay, just because you in London don't mean it ain't gonna be the same way when we speak. I'm just saying. Location means nothing when the two queens are on the phone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let us have a moment.
Right. Well, all right. Well, matter of fact, now that we got all of us here, why don't we just go ahead and do a quick Monsters Radio weather report and everybody tell what's the weather like where they're at. We'll start out with you, Miss Unbelievable. Tell us what's it like in the Twin Cities right now.
Hot as hell. Okay, but I'll give y'all the hot. It is 90 degrees. Hot as hell. And it feels like 90 degrees.
Wait, it wasn't no 90 degrees when I left. You know what? I'm going to let that be. What's it like down there in Georgia, Jazzy?
It's hot today, too. It was hot outside. But, you know, I keep it a little frosty in my house, and that's why I say.
Well, to hear... Or to hear. That, I didn't even sound right, did I? Look. In London.
Yeah, in London too long. I already can't talk politely.
Cheerio. Well, I say it was American bipolar here today. It rained a lot, so not a lot for part of the day. But then it got nice outside. It got real nice for a hot moment. It probably was about 80 degrees somewhere in there. It wasn't too hot today. And it might even got to the 8, maybe 78, somewhere in there. But it was beautiful here today. It was really nice. It was really nice. It did start out raining. I have to say it rained every day since I've been here, but, you know, not all day. It might rain a little bit here, a little bit there, but that's expected to be over here in London. So. But yeah, it was real nice. The night that we went out, it seems like it just, like, rains in the morning, and then towards the night, it seems like it always clears up and gets good. It might just be for me, though, you know, because, you know, I'm out here shining in the middle of the night. No, I'm just stunning. All right, okay, we're close at the who's bumping who and who's getting fat mark. So let's just go ahead and jump into that. So what we got going on the American gossip lifestyle.
All right, on the American gossip lifestyle of who's bumping who, who's getting fat, we have.
You sound as sleepy as me, dog. I'm just saying.
Who?
You.
Who's
getting fat, bloop, 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 and now you're like, who's bumping who?
I told y'all
fat.
I had a sus for day to day. We not even going to talk about it. I'm just going to continue reading because. I'm about to get 90 days in a few minutes. So I'm just trying to be good.
Don't do it.
May have
I can't
to have
bear
my...
you out with pounds. I can't bear you out with pounds. Don't do it.
Whew. Partner. Usher and his herpes accuser are taking their legal case to savage new levels. It's been so long since Usher and his alleged herpes have worried anyone, but one of his accusers ain't letting it go. She is dragging the singer to court. Earlier this year, Helm filed a suit saying that Usher forced her to have unprotected oral sex that resulted in a herpes outbreak in her mouth. The singer denied these claims and even went so far as says she brought a condom. The situation could have been avoided. According to her, they became friends. Their intentions turned sexual, and the two slept together twice. The Nice and Slow artist said that they had protected sex the first time and not the second time, and it was up to her to disclose whether she had an STD prior to their interaction. The case will remain ongoing while the courts decide whether or not to approve Usher's motion to dismiss.
I don't know what the hell he thinks, but she gonna get a bumpy ass bank account. I'm just saying. I mean, that's your excuse, bruh? Like, come on. I mean, am I wrong? That's a bullshit ass excuse. Come on,
come on. You the brother, Kyle.
You dig? What kind of shit is that? I hope she get all the bumps in her bank account.
Well, but I'm saying, who's to say that she didn't have herpes beforehand? I don't know. I mean, she might have got on the bandwagon you know, when everybody was saying that he had it. And so she was like, let me get my money. She may have had it before. I don't know how it got in the mouth, but hey.
Right, hey, look. Okay, see, this is going to start a whole new type of test. They're going to be trying to figure out, well, what's, I mean, how are they going to match that up? I mean, do they got to wait for him to get some bumps and test his bumps and then test her face? I mean, how does that work? I mean, because that is a point that they can bring that up in court. Like, I mean, how can you prove he did it? You could already have it. Shit, you might have gave it to him. They're going to fuck around and sue her.
Right. She could have had bumps in her mouth. Are you looking in her mouth before she put her mouth on your penis? Are you doing that? Was she doing that? I mean, did he look at her mouth and go, let me see?
The only way he could slide on any of it. Now, obviously, it's hard to slide down a bumpy slope, but I'm just saying, only way he could slide through any of this is if he could prove he didn't know before that happened. Now, if he knew before that happened, I don't give a fuck what she did or what she didn't do, motherfucker. You should have kept that motherfucking bump in the bag. Then you can't be going out there doing that. Come on, you know you got it. Come on, she didn't put no condom on it, so I thought she was cool with it. Nigga, she didn't want bumps in their mouth. When you caught it, did you want the bumps in your mouth? I mean, goddamn. I'm for real. I mean, is he not thinking? I don't know what's going on. They gonna have every R&B singer.
Listen, all I gotta say, if that's what the fuck these little hot pocket thoughts get for trying to sleep around with these niggas just cause they fucking celebrities, that's what I got to say.
No,
bitch, you should have watched yourself.
She got a point though. She got a point though.
You brought that on yourself. Now you trying to sue the niggas because it's your fault. Yeah.
Yeah. Shouldn't have been out there like that. Especially, and didn't Usher have a wife? I mean, was this when he had the wife?
Well, had. He divorced him.
Yeah, they ain't together no more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I blame
her.
Was
it because of the herpes, or?
I blame her. I don't blame him. Mm-hmm.
I blame both parties because they knew better.
Right.
They know better.
Right.
They know better. You guys are grown adults, and if you don't want no STD or if you don't want no pregnancy, you use protection regardless of whoever they are.
Right.
Especially with these celebrities, they know these niggas out here sleeping with any and everybody who's going to let them fuck.
Any and everybody.
Right.
That's how he got you.
Ah,
bullshit. Right. Yeah.
All
right. That's a crazy one.
Okay.
Yeah, what else we got?
We got Tamar Braxton finally sells Cali Mansion at a staggering loss. Y'all remember her home that she was trying to sell in Calabasas with her and her, Vincent Hubbard. According to Variety, Braxton sold the home for $9.2 million, which is far less than what she paid. In 2013, the couple purchased the 7-bedroom, 9-bedroom property for $10.5 million. After their marriage fell apart, the couple listed it for $15.99. After multiple liens and almost the foreclosure, their asking pricing dipped to $13.9 million. When the couple failed to sell the home, they settled for $1.2 million less than the $10.5 million they paid in 2013. TMZ reported in October that the couple put the home up for sale after filing for divorce. Upset about the lies coming from Herbert Hip Hop, he continued that him and his wife are really sick of the blogs, but she has been out being seen with another guy and that she's happy and their relationship are coming to a close, but they will always have the music industry together.
Okay. Now you said which Braxton is that?
The one in Calabasas. The one that they have on Love and Hip Hop. I mean, not Love and Hip Hop, but Tamar and Vince and the Braxton sisters.
Right.
That one that they usually show.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow. Okay. What did you say? That was a $9 million hit.
Mm-hmm.
$9 million hit. Some of y'all may not see $9 million in your life. They just took a $9 million hit. Man, please. I would have sold that to one of my homies and rid it off, saying, get my house back in 5 years. It is. I'm just saying. I wrote it off in the divorce.
But nobody's trying to touch him, though.
True. True. I wonder if they can write that off at the end of the year.
Nah. That's an epic failure.
Shit. They should have turned it into a business. A house into their business home, and they lost it, and then called it a business loss. It is. That's what I would have did. But I'm pretty sure their lawyers are smart enough. They probably just couldn't do it. There's nothing they can do. Hey, you're going to take a loss. But I know I would have bought it. Shit, $10 million? $1 million? Oh, yeah, I'll take that. I said, well, yeah, I'll take that. Yep, yep. I'm going to put a new driveway and put it back up for 4. It used to be 10, but now it's 4. But I don't know. It might be a bad investment. Kept it on lock. $4 million. Because ain't nobody trying to buy it from me. And you got to buy it from them. But yeah. Okay, what else we got over there?
All right, so James Harding, he's a basketball player, named in a police report after alleged nightclub fight. So TMZ Sports have learned that James Harding has been named in a police report filed by a woman who claims she was roughed up by the NBA star at the Scottsdale nightclub, and she has video. The woman claims she was partying at Mint's nightclub on Saturday morning when she claims a member of Harden's entourage got involved in the fight, and when James noticed she was recording, he grabbed her wrist and snatched her phone before throwing it on the roof so she couldn't sell the footage to TMZ. She says at some point Harden noticed that she was videotaping the action and demanded that she deleted that was recorded. The woman claims that Harden threw her phone, and her phone, Harden offered to pay her $200 for her phone. She took the money, and then she says Harden came up to her and handed her another $300. We're told security personnel eventually broke up the fight. When things settled down, she climbed on the roof and retrieved her phone, which was still recording. The woman later went to the hospital where she was treated for a wrist injury. A rep for the Scottsdale PD tells TMZ Sports the report was taken and an investigation is ongoing. Law enforcement tells us Harding is named in the report but has not been named as a suspect. She got money and want more money. Look at her. You go, girl.
Why? She going to collect all that. Yeah, because first of all, yeah, you can't take somebody's phone no matter what. Just grab her phone and throw it, and then you grab the wrist. They're probably going to say her hurt wrist was due to her grabbing him. He maliciously threw her phone on the roof. She's going to get paid on a settlement. That's what she's going to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
It may not even make it to court. She's going to get paid in a settlement. They're going to drop her out. They're going to kick her out. You think he didn't want no publicity with TMZ before? Well, TMZ got your ass now. Well, they're going to try to bail him out. That's what they're going to do. They're going to kick money in her hand, no disclosure agreement. And she's going to walk up into the sunset feeling real good. And it's going to end just like that. And that's how I think.
Just like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Moving forward, Aretha Franklin, gravely ill from cancer. A close friend tells TMZ that Aretha was down to 86 pounds and her health was failing. The source says 2 weeks ago, everyone and Aretha's circle was told to tell her goodbye and she could go at any time. Franklin, who is 76, has been in poor health over the past years. She has performed, but only a limited basis. And recently, last November, at the Elton John's AIDS Foundation, the news that her health is failing came from a friend. And Detroit says she's gravely ill, so keep her in your prayers.
Wow, the queen of soul, Aretha Franklin. Wow, they said she was down to 86 pounds?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, people. Say prayers for her and her family. She gave us a lot of entertainment, a lot of great music. So yeah, have her in your prayer that, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. really, that kind of hurts my heart that Aretha Franklin went to that.
She's been sick for a long time though.
Oh wow, I didn't
like,
even know.
If y'all paid attention over the years, she'll be small and then she'll be back big and then she'll be small.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thought she was just doing this diet shit, but she's been sick for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, we got to keep our prayers in our prayers for her and her family.
Okay. I ain't never seen her 86 pounds, bro. That's crazy.
Ooh, that little.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's smaller than me. I mean, damn. I didn't think you could get no smaller than me. What you mean,
yeah? I ain't
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that up. So. Okay. So y'all know, I'm going to just leave that alone, Jesus. Leave that alone. Bumper falls off a brand new Tesla. And y'all know Tesla is supposed to be one of the most expensive cars. Model 3 after 30 minutes and some rain.
I guarantee you, whoever made that car, their job, they lost their job.
Exactly. So a person brought a Tesla Model 3, and within first 30 minutes of driving the car back home, the rear bumper falls off. That's not an ideal update for Tesla. Says that they're looking into the matter, and this is not how they built their cars. Now, remember, Tesla was having some other issues with electrical. It is sort of amazing stop and consider for the moment that we live in, that they're trying to figure out a direct line to the CEO and find out what's the problem with the Tesla's cars. Why the bumper fell off seems to be a hint in the environment conditions of the Model 3. Drive, rain, now cars are generally pretty good, but the retaining body could not withhold the rain. Even the bottom of the market cars like the Mitsubishi Mirage, but it seems to be a challenge for the Model 3 and not just this model. It seems like they've been having problems with all their cars. So you Tesla likers, y'all be careful. That car ain't made how much it costs.
But I used to work at Volkswagen, right?
Yeah.
Like, it really be the fucking lazy-ass workers who don't want to do their job fully and they think they can do it quickly and get away with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it be. I done seen that shit firsthand so many times. Like, I was the quality inspector, so I had to inspect all the work that people did.
Right.
I can't tell you how many times we had to send shit back because motherfuckers have to do their job.
Yeah, and I imagine, especially if like some type of assembly line type stuff, sometimes they don't catch it until you're driving down the street. 30 minutes after you bought it, the bumper just fall off. Ain't this supposed to be an environmentally safe car? Is that really good for the environment for bumpers to be falling off?
I guarantee whoever is in quality control, they gonna lose their motherfucking job because that wasn't supposed to get past them.
Right. Yeah, they probably know exactly who inspected it, exactly who built it, and what day it was done.
They'll be like, I'm about to go talk to Bob in a few seconds because Bob let this go past because it ain't a brother who's doing no quality control for no Tesla.
Because when you doing quality control, you got to go down and check everything that you inspected, and you got to sign it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow, Tesla falling apart, huh? Okay. Now, honestly, I wouldn't give a damn, even if it was a Ford. And Ford came out with a brand new car called the Smurf. You dig? I'm just saying, a brand new car called a Smurf. I wouldn't give it. I'm not buying it until at least, let's see, what is it, 2017, 2018? I would not buy it until at least like 2024. My dad was always like, when they come out with a new vehicle or whatever, they come out anything like new like that, you wait at least 5 years. I was like, why? When you want to get it, when it's fresh and new and it just came out? He's like, no, because you're going to be their test dummy. You're going to be the one
with all
the little kinks in it until they fix it. It's going to take them about 5 years to get the kinks out, like you said, with the electrical and this, the suspension, the this, the that.
Right.
And then, yeah, after about 5 years, they got that shit together.
And for whatever reason, the cars 5 years later look better than the ones that they put out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
You'd be like, ooh, I don't like that. That's ugly. Let me go back to the old school. It's almost like they always make you go back to the old school.
That's
right,
why I didn't, when the Chrysler 300s came out, everybody was so crazy about the 300s. I still don't like that car. I like the 200s better than the 300s.
Right, yeah, I believe you. Yeah, like, hey, how did they used to say it? Everybody should like that Chrysler 300 because it looked like a Bentley. Until it pull up next to a Bentley.
Right.
You dig? You like,
right.
You don't look nothing like it. Yeah, and I didn't realize that until one time I played in a championship in Florida and I seen a real Bentley. I mean, where I was in South Beach. You dig? And I mean, I ain't seen so many Bentleys in my life. I'm not talking about no little punk ass car, y'all. I'm talking about a $250,000 car. That's all I was seeing all day. Yeah, so I know no Chrysler 300 don't look nothing like no Bentley. The only thing they got close is that little window in the back. That's about it. That gangster window.
That's it. I say ugly
muscles. So, you know, E, while we're talking about cars, what are the most popular cars in London?
Oh, okay. I have to say the most popular car I've seen over here, I probably have to say it would probably have to be Mercedes. Like, to be honest, I have not seen one Chevy. I ain't seen no Ford. I ain't seen no Dodge. I ain't seen no Pontiac.
You ain't going to.
No.
You gonna see BMW, Mercedes.
Yep.
You gonna see all the fancy cars. That's it.
Yeah. Audi. They got Toyotas here though. They got Toyotas, the little Corollas and stuff like that. They got Toyotas here. Let's see, what else did I see? That's all I can really think of right now. The only time I seen something that even looked like an American thing was a guy was walking with a shirt looked like the Chevy sign. I could have swore it said Chevy, but that was a soccer team. So it was not no American, out of the Midwest. But that's mainly what I've seen. I mainly see Mercedes, BMW, Audi. I do remember seeing quite a few Toyotas. So I was like, damn, they be rolling Toyotas around here. But like I said, I ain't seen not one Ford, not one Chevy, no Dodge, no Pontiacs, none of that. No GMCs,
no
Bonnevilles, nothing.
You know you ain't going to see no hood cars. They bougie as fuck over there.
They cheap over there, though. And most people, what they do is they buy their car and then ship it here.
I don't think a big car will work here. Like, I was telling people today,
so
if I lived here, man, I'm going to give me an old ass 63 Pontiac Catalina and put it on some big ass tires. Because everybody be like, there go that damn American E-Monster. Coming down the street, taking up the whole motherfucking lane.
And they'll be honking at you, cutting you off, and you'll probably done hit somebody about 4 or 5 times.
Huh. Hey, to be a cut. True. And they only go like about, I think there were some roads, it was only like 20 miles an hour. They don't be speeding around here like we do. Like us? No, they be driving slow around here. Couldn't believe it. Dude was like, the average speed is 8 miles an hour. He's like, really? He's like, yeah. Like, wow. He's like, yeah, you know what the average speed was in the 1500s? know, what was it? He said 8 miles an hour. He said that was horse and buggy. He said 300 years and we ain't did shit different. I'm like, damn. Well, y'all gotta work it out. But at least it's safe, so. Because I don't think they can handle it. If they had, like, you know, back home, you know, it's 30. Everybody going 35, 45, almost 50. No, you can't do that here. 62 now. You'll tear the whole damn block up.
Oh.
And when I say it's freaky over here, like the people driving on the other side, it is freaky, man, just sitting in the car, watching, just driving. There's so many times all flinched up, like, oh, my God, we're about to crash, and then, whoop, they just split. I'm like, how did y'all do that? Who knows who to turn first? They just used to it. Another example, say, like, if you got, you know how, like, you want to pull out somewhere and the street is busy? Sometimes them people will stop and let you come out. I was like, what? They didn't have to stop and let us. They just nice like that. We was like, not back home. Hell no, man. You better back up, homie. Sticking out in the street. Wait your turn. But no, no, no. They are polite on another level here. Like, here's an example. If you want to ask somebody to repeat themselves, I forgot what they said. I think they said, ooh. That's what they'll say, ooh, or something like that. They don't say what. Like, you say something, you say what? That's rude to them.
Well, it's rude here,
like, ooh.
But we just do it.
Because we're American.
Right.
But yeah, but here, and that's exactly how it says, like, saying what back to your mom, you get smacked. So yeah, so things are a little different here. You know what I mean? I'm not saying in a bad way, but things are just a little different. It will take me a minute. And they say little subtle things different. Like, the lady, like, the CEO was asking us, like, she was like, where's the bin? The what? She said, where is the bin? We was like, are you talking about the garbage? He was like, yeah, that's what it's called, the bin. I said, well, it's in America, it says bin on the can, but we call it the trash or the garbage. So it's just little subtle things like that that they say that are different than us. It's just little simple shit. Yeah, but it could tear you up because there's times I'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then they explain, oh, you mean? And it's like, no, you mean. Like, I forgot I'm in London. I'm the one with the accent over here. So, yeah. But I mean,
I got some more news. You guys.
Uh oh, what news you got? Come on. What
Fox
news you got?
Fox offers Drake $15 million a season to host God's Plan game show on their network.
Wow.
It says,
wow.
Drake has been making some moves the past few days behind the scenes, and Drake and his team legally locked down the rights to the phrase God's Plan, which
what?
The rapper made into his hit song. Yes, they patent the phrase God's Plan.
What? Okay.
Well, then, why didn't he have God's Plan and come and keep his concert here in Minnesota? So I ain't even,
ooh,
you know.
I think that was God's Plan.
It says documents obtained by us show that Drake is aiming to use God's Plan as for clothing, merchandise, and a TV game show.
Better be careful.
Right. I was just going to say that. Okay. Some. I don't know. I'm just going to leave it alone. I really mess with Drake people tough, so I'm going to leave it alone. I know we open for the radio, and I can say what I want, but I'm just saying I'm going to leave it alone. Yeah, that could go sour, bro. That can really go sour. It looks like you're trying to make money off of religion right now.
I'm pretty sure my mind went to the same place yours did, E. I'm like, but hold on, God's Plan has been around longer than Drake.
Hey,
oh,
going to leave that alone because I ain't going to hell. I ain't going to hell with him. I ain't going. Nah. Nah. I'm going to leave that alone.
What'd you say, Drake's plan?
That was Drake's plan. He's playing with fire,
yeah.
But go on ahead, buddy, go on ahead. Don't you know what that plan of action is? When you be a broke man, I'm just saying.
All right, let me throw another song in here, and hey, we definitely got to open up a line for another fan that always here. She's constantly tuning in. She always shows love. So all right, I'm going to play a track, and when we come back, we're going to open up to the Monster fan, and let me see, what do I got here for you guys? Matter of fact, we're going to go to another thing. You know what?
I'm going to
I
hell.
Think we might just do that.
I'm going to hell. Y'all, pray for me tonight. I'm serious. Pray for me. I'm serious.
All right, we're going to pray with you with this. Matter of fact, we're going to go to the club. Yeah.
Gonna do a remix?
Yeah. Here we go, y'all. Monsters Radio Live. Monsters Monday from London.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. For them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, like, yeah. I finesse down Western Road, like, yeah. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, no. Someone watching this shit close, yup. Yeah. I've been me since call it roll, hey, roll, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still.
That's Drake's God's plan. Okay, he's copyrighting that now. Okay, patenting it or whatever you want to say it. That means now when you post out God's plan, you got to pay Drake. Oof. All right. It is what it is. So I hope he'll come back, do his event here. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are upset about the event. There's a lot of rumors about why it didn't go on, and a lot of this. They're saying that his tour bus broke down. Did you guys hear why? Or
They said his tour bus was stolen in Kansas City, and they had no way to get here.
That's what I was going to say. Wait, what?
Who stole a tour bus?
Some heathens in Kansas City. Some heathens. But remember that they already, changed the time here in Minnesota, so it was just all jacked up.
Right, right. So Kansas City is stealing tour buses. So can you imagine that? They were driving down the street, what's up, homie? And a Drake tour bus, hey, dog. I mean, come on,
what up,
dog.
Amigos? got your bus, Migo.
Riding down the street hollering God's plans.
Right.
On that note, we're going to go over here and jump in. What's a monster fan? Daddy, you're so crazy. All right, let's go over here and talk to the monster fan right quick. 763-614, what's good?
What's good, E-Monster?
How you feeling?
Yeah, man, I can tell you've been kind of drunk a couple of times, though, on the...
Look, there you go. Maybe just a little bit. Maybe I had a little bit of drink those times. A little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah, right.
Yeah, just a little
bit. Yeah, because right now I hear you swearing on your station more than ever.
Am I?
Yes, like a bean mug.
Okay.
Yep, you're
okay.
Saying the MF word. I just heard you say that, and then you were, like, talking dirty. I'm like... is this a dirty Monday and not a what Wednesday? You're talking about like something. I'm like, you're saying something. I'm like, oh, it's not a Wednesday thing. It's supposed to be a Monday thing.
Look, yeah, it's a muddy mouth Monday. That's what it is. It's muddy mouth Monday.
Potty mouth Monday.
No, it's a London Monday. It's a London Monday. It's a London
Monday. Monday.
London Monday. He's enjoying his mercy
Murky
pool
Mouth.
And all his cuspers.
That sounds like a song.
Murky Mouth.
It's a London Monday. It's a London Monday. Stop.
Mercy
that's French, yeah. Sweetie. That's French, sweetie. That's not London.
What does London speak?
In a couple weeks.
What do they speak?
Here in London, they speak English.
Oh, London, they speak English?
Yeah.
See, I wasn't the only one feeling dumb tonight.
Next week, they're going to be in France. They'll be saying, wee, merci beaucoup.
Right, yeah, that's
in France. Yep, my mom's cousin lives in Paris, France.
Yep. So,
yeah, so I didn't know that.
So I seen you had some pictures up on your page. Looks like a country singer. Looks like you had a country hat on. You went to another country concert.
Oh, no, that was that picture of me and Alan Jackson when we met each other at the State Fair a couple of years ago. With me and my aunt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You looked a little excited in that picture.
Yeah, I was kind of, I was excited, but then I'm like, I was saying, oh, you're too tall for me, Alan. He's like six foot four or six foot one.
And he's way taller than me. Like, that's why I'm like, I was thinking like, oh, no, I'm short.
Right.
And that's like told him, he's like, oh, yeah, you are short.
Right, yeah. I could tell you was blushing in the picture. So I was like, they must have said something funny. Yeah. So.
And then Wednesday, I'm going to the Porthouse for Brandon's concert. He's having another concert at the Porthouse this Wednesday.
Who is that?
And he's getting together. He's doing a Brandon Trevon, whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mhm. He's with the Raw Entertainment, and so he's going to be doing his own show this coming Wednesday. And I think it's his last time probably doing it. I don't know, but he said that, so that's why I said I'm going to it, because, and me and my mom and Karen are going, so, even though I didn't want to go. But I'm going to support him.
Sometimes you just got to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you guys have a great time at the event. But looks like we're at the end of the show, so I guess any shout-outs you want to do or any last words you got?
Well, I'm glad that you're coming back next week, and you've been doing a lot of tours already in different states or cities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be
back.
But
at least I'll talk to you when you come back. Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, any shout-outs you want to do?
Well, it's nice talking to you on
the Mondays.
It turned up.
Oh, I was
wondering. Yeah, what?
No, I thought you hung up.
Oh, I, no, I thought it was, but I, because my cell phone's turned off the line. But, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You thought I hung up.
We're going to shut off in a minute.
Ty, thanks for calling
yep.
as always. You're definitely appreciated. So, all right, so we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. So, so, all right, ladies, you guys got some last words. What about you, Jazzy?
Peace, love, and hair grease.
Well, damn, I ain't heard that one in a minute. What's up? What about you, Miss Unbelievable?
I'll pray for me because I'm going to need bail money. Yep. Yep. Yep, yep.
Hi. You be safe, man. I tell you to call me after the show, but I'll be asleep. I'm not going to stunt. I'm already halfway asleep now. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, I guess my...
You got to go to sleep on this one.
Right. Yeah. So, I guess my last word is good night. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I'm out of here. And I guess on my way up out of here, let me see. I'm going to play some of this. Let me see here. I guess number one draft pick. Check him out. This is, I can't even get to his name. I'm so tired. I can't even see. I bet you this is it. This is Senna. It's called Stop. It is. All right. Check us out. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday. Maybe I'll be a little more live. Maybe we'll have to do a little bit earlier. But, yeah, definitely, if you like, comment, and share on the links and all that extra stuff. I'm so tired. I'm just talking. So, all right, this is Senna. It's called Stop. Monsters Radio Live. Monsters Monday.
It's Senna. She ruckus. Dead beat. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. You ain't a killer, boy, stop. I hear you yelling, Zach's on deck, boy, stop. I'm in the hood posting, I don't see you on the block. So if you see a figure, point him out, yell it, tell him just stop. You ain't a killer, boy, stop. I hear you yelling, Zach's on deck, boy, stop. I'm in the hood posting, I don't see you on the block. So if you see a figure, point him out, yell it, tell him just stop. You claim it ain't the boy, stop. And you know that when we see you, you gon' go on and call a cop. And you know that I'ma run the city, I ain't gonna stop. And you know that I'ma block hustler, trap star, runner. Look, catch me walking down my block like a mailman. Got the work on me, and you know that it's for sale, man. Use a salesman sitting behind the desk, man. They call me for work while you calling out of work, man. I don't understand if you such the fucking man. Why them people always brush you off like the Sandman? They yelling, do a skedaddle, not you again. Listen, man, they heard it all before. You not impressing them. Can't you see that in their eyes that you stressing them? That's why you always by yourself like a specimen. But you're not done, I have a fix for that. Pull your pants up, tie your shoes, and fix your fitted cap. Boy, stop. You ain't a killer, boy, stop. I hear you yelling, Zach's on deck, boy, stop. I'm in the hood posting, I don't see you on the block. So if you see a figure, point him out, yell it, tell him just stop. You ain't a killer, boy, stop. I hear you yelling, Zach's on deck, boy, stop. I'm in the hood posting, I don't see you on the block. So if you see a figure, point him out, yell it, tell him just stop. Just stop.